football on off the ball?
Oh, I think they have to. I mean, what's the alternative? That they say it's like, no, you have to play him. Well, Schlott's response to that would be, well, okay, if you're picking the team, in what sense am I actually the coach, you know?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
You're very welcome along to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Now, coming up, Munster issue an injury update after that sobering defeat to Bath in the Champions Cup over the weekend. Ireland's home venues are confirmed for their upcoming Women's Six Nations campaign, and 4,347 days since his last appearance for the club, Lee Halfpenny could don the Cardiff jersey once again this weekend. First up, Munster out-half Jack Crowley remains a doubt for this weekend's Champions Cup pool clash at home to Gloucester. The Ireland international was ruled out of their 40-14 defeat away to Bath on Saturday night, having picked up an ankle injury the week before against the Stormers. The province suffered a pair of late dropouts before that game at the Rec. Michael Milne went down in the warm-up with an ankle problem, while Jean Klein pulled out of the game due to personal reasons in the hours beforehand. Now, senior coach Mike Prendergast confirmed that all three players trained today and a final decision will be made on their availability later in the week. He also gave his assessment of their defeat to the reigning Premiership champions and picked out the pivotal moment in the game.
I think when you bring a game back when it's 28-7, if you score in that moment at 28-14, you know, you feel you're back in the game. It's a two-score game. And unfortunately, we didn't. We did towards the end of the first half, but there was a couple of more, as I said, opportunities quite close line, because to be fair, in the conditions, obviously when a team goes 28-0, even speaking to someone like Finn Russell afterwards, he said it to me that, you know, when you're that much ahead, to control the game is a lot easier. We managed to claw our way back in with a lot of entries into the 22 in both halves. We had actually 10 entries, which is quite high. Won't lie, we when we were in there, we came up short in different aspects. We lost moments. And at this level, when you lose moments, and especially in around that 22, you're not going to score quite easily, especially in the conditions, especially against, you know, a very physical team, and maybe two or three or a first phase, second phase, third phase, we lost moments. And unfortunately, you know, it was too much to come back with, I suppose, with 20 minutes left in the game, and you're chasing it a bit. There was positives to pull out of it, but a disappointing result. No point saying it wasn't.
Staying with Munster, Craig Casey has today signed a 2-year contract extension with the province. The Ireland scrum half made his senior debut in 2019 and will now extend his stay until 2028. He marked his 100th appearance for the province in their win over Benetton earlier this year, and he's also helped Ireland to a Grand Slam in 2023 and the Six Nations title the following year. Gerry Thornley and Liam Toland kept Owen Shehan company on Monday Night Rugby this week. Despite a tough night in their Champions Cup opener, Toland was positive on Munster's prospects this season, Thornley less so.
I really think that they're on the right track. I really think they need a bit of luck, but they need time. And they need to get, like Brian Gleeson, for example, the number 8. I think he's a super, super rugby player, like a really super rugby player. And like he's injured. You know, and you kind of they can't afford to have injuries of those types of players. Gerry mentioned John Klein already. They just need time to get stuff in. I think the flip side is the competition probably gives them that little bit of time. Is it a 2-3-4 year project? Like a lot of things have to start going right in terms of how they attract big name players. And you look at what Leinster brought off the bench on the hour mark or whatever it was, you kind of go, wow, how Munster would love to have that type of player coming off as well. So there's still very much a rebuild. Where it is on the cycle, I'm not so sure.
6 and 7 seasons ago, Munster got to back-to-back semi-finals under Johan van Graan. They've been to one quarter-final since. He left Munster when he'd been offered a new deal because of what he saw as the interference from off the pitch and getting advice from where he didn't want advice on team selection and so forth. He had a deal from the RFU to stay on. He left and he joined a Bath team that were bottom of the Premiership table. And I know you could say he maybe cut his teeth as a head coach with Leinster, having been recommended with Munster, having been recommended by Razzy Erasmus. But you can't deny that with the backing of Bath's owner and with the squad that he's assembled there and its mixture of power up front, that an English tight head can be replaced by the Springboks starting tight head. It's resources that Munster just don't have. It does seem to me that since Van Graan switched, Bath have got stronger and stronger. And I know Munster won a title since Van Graan has left, but it does. I agree with you. It does seem as if Munster are a bit further away from the top table in Europe than they've been for a while.
It was a more encouraging day for Leinster at the Aviva Stadium on Saturday. The reigning URC champions scored 7 tries in a 45-28 bonus point win over Harlequins. The province also handed a debut off the bench to New Zealand centre Rico Ioane, who has joined on a short-term deal running until the end of this season. Ioane was involved in a now infamous exchange with Johnny Sexton at the end of their All Blacks win over Ireland in the Rugby World Cup quarter-final back in 2023. But Thornley relayed that the new arrival was given a warm reception by the Leinster faithful at the weekend.
There was enough glimpses there for Leinster fans to be excited, and you could there was a genuinely warm ovation for him when he came on. That was one thing I really listened out for, down to, right, what's this going to be like? And I had a feeling it would be thus. And I tell you why, because supporters of all the four provinces and even teammates love a bit of sprinkling of sawdust. If you're only going to have 4 or 5 overseas players, then let's make them good ones. And I talked about Angus Bell and the reception he got in the Affidea Stadium from teammates and fans alike. And I think once they wear the colours of that province, they're adopted immediately. Orgy Simon was adopted by Munster fans, immediately adopted by Leinster fans. And so it is that despite his little run-in with Johnny Sexton after full-time whistle, just by wearing the blue, he immediately became a fan favourite. And it was a very warm ovation for him. And he had a lot of nice touches. He's a quality rugby player. He's very athletic. He's very quick. He'll probably be a centre more than a wing, but he's got that option. They've got that option of playing him either position or as an impact sub. I think he'll add value. I think they're only getting to know him. They've only just trained with him 3 times. They only have 2 more training sessions with him this week. I think Lowe's back in training, so maybe he might be on the bench again this week. But he will become more and more part of what Leinster are about. And they will understand him as much as he will understand them. And he will only get better and better and better.
There'll be plenty more build-up this week on Off the Ball as the Irish provinces prepare to go again in Europe at the weekend. So don't miss out. Become a member at offtheball.com/join right now. This is Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. Connacht have posted an injury update ahead of their Challenge Cup game at home to Georgian side Black Lion this weekend. The province are down 2 tight head options. Finlay Beelam and Jack Ainger are both ruled out through injury. Fullback Sean Nocton and centre Shane Jennings are also unavailable, while Cian Prendergast, Josh Ioane and Peter Dooley remain doubts for Saturday's game at Dexcom Stadium. Connacht suffered a disappointing 24-21 defeat at Ospreys in their European opener, having gone into a 21-0 lead after 27 minutes in Bridgend. But senior coach Cully Tucker feels context is important when analysing Sunday's loss.
Performance 80 minutes, and for the first half an hour we played some unbelievable rugby. Don't forget we went 21 points ahead and got back into the 22 2 other times before obviously we conceded after half time. So certainly a disappointing result, but when reviewing it we have to look at the entire element of the game, and we're disappointed to let the lead slip, obviously. But it's really down to our execution, especially converting into 22. We got back in there 2 more times in the first half. After we went 22-0 ahead, we didn't convert. And then we got in numerous times in the second half as well. And then when they got into our 22, they converted most of our opportunities. So that's probably the disappointing element of it for us, for sure.
And the IRFU has confirmed that Ireland will play one of their Women's Six Nations matches in Galway next season. Italy will take on the host at Dexcom Stadium on Saturday, the 18th of April. Ireland will then play Wales in Belfast on May 9th before rounding off their tournament against Scotland at the Aviva Stadium in Dublin on May 17th. Scott Beaman's side begin their campaign away to England on April 11th and travel to France 2 weeks later. Now, Wales great Lee Halfpenny is in line to make his playing return for Cardiff in the Challenge Cup this weekend. So the Test Centurion linked up with the Welsh region on a short-term deal back in September, initially as a kicking coach. He left Harlequins at the end of last season and was hoping to play again once he recovered from a calf injury. He's now agreed a contract with Cardiff as a player coach and is available for Saturday's hosting of Ulster. It would bridge an 11-year gap between his last appearance for for Cardiff, which came in 2014 before his move to French club Toulon. He scored 568 points for the club in his first stint at the Arms Park. And England's second row, George Martin, is heading to Saracens this summer. The 24-year-old has completed a deal to join Mark McCall's side when his current contract at Leicester Tigers expires at the end of the season. The lock has earned 21 international caps, making his senior debut against Ireland in the Six Nations back in 2021. He's currently out of action with a shoulder injury, meaning he won't be available for the Champions Cup visit of Leinster to Welford Road this weekend. That's about all for today's Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.